Brooklyn.
Okay, folks, this is Point of Order. I am Joe Sonnenblick.
And I am Jason Bogdan, and for probably might be what might be his last show.
It is.
He is not on my right. To my left, one last time.
It's Stephen McGrath.
And then to his
absolute right.
Absolute right.
It's me, Linda Peralta.
And we're going to start today's show clearly on a somber note.
Thanks, guys.
You're fine. It has nothing to do with you.
That's a celebration segment at the end.
Yeah. That's where we're going to get the 14-piece band in here. So those of you know, Craig Sager passed away on Thursday after a fight with leukemia. 65, I believe he was. And I thought it would be wrong to play music at the beginning of the show today just so we can have a little bit, you know, just a little bit of time and a little bit more memory of the guy. And I loved Craig Sager. Craig Sager was so great at what he did. He was the first one to interview Hank Aaron after the 715th home run?
Yeah, he was on the
run.
Field, right?
He was on the field wearing a white coat. But I think, you know, we'll remember the suits and we'll remember his interviews with Popovich. But I think people don't remember that he started CNN.
Well,
with a lot of
let's set the context for who he was. Yeah. Right. Most of us know him as an NBA sideline reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you're listening, you don't know who Craig Sager is. That's
your fault.
It's your fault. And also, well, if you're listening and you want to know what the fuck we're talking about, Craig Sager was a sideline reporter for the NBA in his later years. But Joe, if you want to set up the earlier years,
So CNN and ESPN came about at the same time, early '80s, about. Probably 80 or 81. And CNN, before they were the 24-hour news network, they had like a six-hour sports segment. And Craig Sager was one of the guys. I forget the other two. Maybe Ebersol. I can't remember the other two. But Craig Sager was one of the first guys to do sports on CNN. And if you go back to his broadcast, they're pretty funny. He was big on baseball before basketball, but he truly loved the sport of basketball. And for months and even years, CNN was beating ESPN. The first two or three years, I would say, they were beating ESPN. And then, of course, we now know what happened to ESPN. They've become the Fox News of sports.
Oh, yeah, they're owned by Disney.
And CNN's become the Fox News of CNN. So,
as some people on my side of the family call it, the Communist News Network.
Yes. Oh. Wow.
Well, those down there in Florida.
There you go.
Well, maybe right here in the good old New York, too.
They're the winners. Yeah. They're the winners of this election.
It's true.
Who knows?
We do know.
Is that today?
Yeah.
They vote on a Sunday?
It's Sunday.
Yeah. 19th, buddy.
I mean, don't you have more important things to do?
Oh, that would be tomorrow.
Yeah, that's Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
This guy's already on West Coast time.
The sunny shores of Seattle, wait for you. But Sager was one of those guys that every time you saw him, you laughed. Whether it be his suits, whether it be his commentary. The penultimate interviewer with Greg Popovich, there was one I remember fondly where Sager was wearing this like black suit with like gold studded stars all over it. And Craig Sager asked Greg Popovich, he said, "Well, what do you think the key was to break down the other team?" And Greg Popovich said, "I think they were looking at your suit." It's so good.
I think my favorite Popovich interview, though, was when Sager was out for like 5 months and came back. And Popovich said, "This is the first time I'm excited to do this interview because you're back." And he hugged him and they said, "Okay, now you can ask me some innate questions."
Yeah. And we're going to do the innate questions. Yeah. And even his son, who was on, I think it was Mike and Mike I was listening to, or Lebetot, I can't remember which. He was really, really broken up. And as it turns out, his father wrote a book and it came out the week that he passed away. I mean, I don't know if that's happenstance. Arsenal apparently just scored. I don't know if that's happenstance.
I told you Arsenal's going to win today, by the way.
That's fine. Good. We want them to. That's absolutely great. Craig Sager will be missed by many in the sports world. And I don't know that who can be on TNT now as a sideline reporter. Who is as fun or who commands as much respect as Craig Sager? Shaq said, "When I saw Craig Sager was in the building, I knew that if I had I wanted to have a great game just so I could talk to Craig, just so I could have that moment with Craig." And you knew you were going to get to see him. because that's what it was.
Well, we were talking about our you know, we're going to talk a little bit about our favorite Craig Sager moments.
Yeah.
He's got some great ones with Kevin Garnett.
Oh, the Kevin Garnett.
My favorite one is
Burn
This Suit. And he tell him you need to be butt-ass naked. Yeah, burn this whole suit.
Your lime thong.
Yeah.
Socks, everything. Yeah. He goes, I know it's probably name brand. He's Cavalli?
Yeah.
Cavalli, whatever. Burn the suit. Just burn it. Be butt-ass naked. I don't want to see that suit ever again, Craig.
And then he told him it was a St. Patrick's Day game, and he went up to him, and he was wearing green pants.
Yeah.
And Kevin Garnett was like, you know, retro is a style. You don't just go to your closet and pick something out from the 70s and throw it on.
Yeah. I mean, there were nights where sometimes he had better suits than Clyde.
Sure.
He had better suits than Clyde. And Clyde's suits, I mean, they're pretty amazing. But Craig Sager did a lot for the game, and he will be missed by all of us. And I will be buying one of those Sager Strong shirts. Those are fucking cool shirts.
Those are cool.
So I'm going to get one of those. And thanks for everything, Craig. We appreciate what you did for us. Now we're going to get to the topics at hand.
Hey-o.
Okay.
Order up.
Yep, breakfast.
And we're starting our order with Delusion. Delusional Giants fans. Yeah, we're going that way first. Okay. All I heard from Giants fans, one included in this room, was how they were going to beat the Cowboys. And they did. 10-7. Okay? Dan Bailey doinked a 55-yarder off the crossbar, and you won.
Which only would have tied the game.
Which only would have tied the game. Of course. Congratulations on on winning your 10-7 game, where Eli Manning threw two interceptions, lost two fumbles. You had under 200 yards of total offense. Congratulations. You rank, the Giants rank, 26th or worse in every major offensive category. There are only two teams that have won Super Bowls based on their defenses, the 85 Bears and last year's Denver Broncos. And brother man, it ain't happening again.
No.
And also the Ravens.
And the Ravens, who smoked the Giants.
Well, did you hear about this, like, walkie-talkie deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. The diddler had the talkie.
Hold on. Let's get into all that. But
yeah.
Well, the fact is they beat the Cowboys. We're the only team to beat the Cowboys twice.
Yeah.
So you can
That's a very Giants thing to hold on to.
Yeah.
They're like,
no,
hold
on.
That we had like a thing like years ago?
Can you hold on a second? Oh.
I'm not talking.
Jesus Christ almighty.
No.
This guy, all I'm saying, you said we were going to go 0-4 the next four games.
Yeah.
That's what you'd said.
That's fine.
Right? So we're 2-1.
1-1.
Steelers
and Cowboys. Those were the four games.
You sure?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so 1-1.
1-1.
Okay.
You got the Lions today.
Feeling pretty good. That'll be a win.
Good for
I'm
you.
Not worried about that.
Yeah.
The fact is we are on the verge of making the playoffs. That feels pretty good.
That's great.
That would now, feel very good.
That would feel very good. Yeah. I would feel good about that.
I would the only way I would know that if I took a time machine 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That's literally
I'm not gonna sonnenblick you here and go, well, your team's not in the playoffs, but mine is.
No. I wouldn't do that either. My team's not going to be in the playoffs.
You
for the
did
next
that
10
for
years.
How many months, Delinda? Well, at least we're in the playoffs. And your team's not.
What, you're talking about the Mets and the Yankees?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, baseball's a totally different sport.
I hate the Yankees.
Yeah,
I absolutely despise the New York Yankees.
What I'm saying is,
who do you hate more?
Yankees or the Giants?
You want to hear something crazy? Yeah. The Phillies.
Oh, yeah, you're on that kick for a few years.
I fucking hate the Phillies.
But that wasn't the question.
The Yankees, then.
You would.
It would be the Yankees.
Your Honor, shut up.
It would be the Yankees.
I'm just saying that to get in the playoffs is going to be great.
That's good.
I think the Giants, and here, dial up the phone lines.
Yep.
Giants can beat the Packers. They've done it before in Green Bay. But
yeah,
that's
see,
it. That's kind of where it is.
Historical data.
Yeah.
But
it was also cooler Morse, like 10,000 years ago.
Get your Morse code out.
But that's the way sports works. I don't know why this is revelatory to you, that you look past performance as the best indicator of future performance, isn't
but
it?
But it's not definitely
well,
not.
If historical performance was true, then we would have another drunken quarterback on the Jets right now, but we don't, right?
That's right.
We don't have anybody.
Well, after last night, we're not going to have anybody ever again. But
well, I'll get into the
– Yeah, we'll get into that. But – What I don't think Andrew Fernandez listens to the show, who is somebody as a – like, I like him. He's a friend of mine. But when it comes to sports and the Giants, he is just so delusional. I mean, Giants fans are they're like Yankee fans who really believe that if they don't make the playoffs one year in a row, dismantle it all. Yep. Take it all apart. And if you didn't have Odell Beckham Jr., if you didn't have this one guy, you would be 4-11
well,
right
and
now.
Well, and so two things on that, right? Two things on that, right? It speaks volumes to that one man's talent.
Sure.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's very good. The Giants' offense is atrocious, though.
Terrible.
Of course.
And your offensive line is garbage.
It's terrible. Eric Flowers is he's awful.
It. Told you.
You did. He's awful.
Justin Pugh.
Yeah.
Justin Pugh's been out. He's coming back. Yeah. That'll help. But no, the defense, which everybody mocked going to see, he spent all his money on these free agents.
Yeah.
That's my Healy. And the defense has been phenomenal. It's been phenomenal.
Yeah, the defensive line has actually lived up to its billing as opposed to the other side of the town.
Yes.
Right.
Our defensive line has had some
Even
issues.
Janoris Jenkins has played to his contract.
He has. I mean, Landon Collins is really diamond in the rough that you found. That's something really tangible that you're going to have
for many
years.
They traded up for him.
Yeah. He was in 10?
Round. No, he was Eli Apple.
But no, he was second round. Pick 10?
It was like pick 2 or something.
Pick 2.
So like we didn't have a chance to get him, so it's fine.
No, we probably wouldn't have drafted him anyway. Knowing our situation, we would have drafted Roberto Aguayo in the first round second round.
You were waiting for that Christian Hackenberg pick.
Oh, God. Hey,
all right, so now as the Giants prepare to, are they in Detroit today?
They're
at home. They got to be at home because we were in
Miami.
Yeah,
they are at home. Yeah.
We were in Miami, weren't we?
No,
then they're in Detroit. Then they're in Detroit. As they prepare to go
home. Oh, it's at Giants.
No, because they were turning over the field last night, so they are.
They don't have to do much turnover at that field. There'll be a lot of turnovers on that field.
Yes.
But anyway.
2-9-4 teams.
2-9-4 teams.
It's going to be a good one.
I think it's a 4:05. It's got to be a 4:05.
1 o'clock.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here.
So yes, we're all getting out of here. We'll get out of here at the same time. You're going to bum rush the
Hopefully.
Door.
I'm out.
That's it. Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Will Smith.
I'll have the meatloaf.
Yes. Now we'll go to the other team. The other.
Is it a team?
Was it Gary's fault last night?
Is it the bartender?
Yeah. Was it his fault?
He's got a small penis.
Is that what he said to you?
He said that.
He said, what did he say?
For those of you that don't know, we were at Steve's going away party last night. We were fucking hammered.
My second going away party, apparently.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Well, that was for family.
Yesterday was
family.
Yeah, yesterday was family. The first one was non-existent.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
The first thing he goes up and tells the bartender is, I have a small penis. And then he responds with, so do I.
No, it was, he set me up. He said something about like a small, well, we were naked.
Right.
I can't get out of this. First of all, he was dressed like he just got fired from Target. And then he died 6 years ago. And came back as Pete Postlewaite.
He was so nice.
He did. He looked like Pete Postlewaite in the town.
Rest in peace, Pete Postlewaite.
Yeah, we could do a segment on you 5 years ago.
I don't know. He said something about a short something, and I was like, oh, it's okay. I have a short dick. I don't know how it came out. He said, me too, and then it made me really uncomfortable because mine was a joke, but his was said with such conviction.
He's a Green Bay Packer fan.
He had a Green Bay watch. Did you see that?
I did.
I was at the end of the night.
I did. I nicked it from him. No.
He woke up this morning and said, where's my dick?
great party at the Catholic War veterans. You really know how to throw a veteran in a party.
Yep.
So that guy was a, okay. That guy was a veteran of
of many small, alcohol bottles.
Small penises. Yes.
Wow. You want to talk about alcoholism incarnate. Look no further than a man with a tucked-in red turtleneck, chinos, black Nikes he bought from Target, and a gold chain that he got from Target.
That hat was half in the turtleneck and half out.
Yeah, it was great. A great time was had by few. So
The Jets.
Boy, Bryce Petty was finished. He's done. That's it. You'll never see him again.
I told you. Like, they're like, oh, well, you know, wait and see. You know, let him get acclimated.
No.
Like,
he means physically.
No, the hit. Did you see the hit?
Yeah, I did see that. It was like the Josh McCown hit from last year.
Cameron Wake held him up.
Yeah.
And Indominus Sue let him know.
Yeah.
Rib x-rays were negative. We'll have a CT scan.
Yeah, he's got no more ribs.
Yeah, exactly.
Negative.
Yeah.
To see if he has punctured or otherwise injured his lung.
Yeah, bro, good.
That hit was nasty.
Tell me that was not a microcosm for what the Jets do to quarterbacks. Like,
no.
They just destroy quarterbacks.
Did you see there was a picture of him getting hit by the two guys? They were there was five offensive linemen
on one
blocking
guy.
One guy. And Bryce Petty was in the background like, he's getting hit.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did that one guy get through?
No.
There you go.
Now, that's a setup play that's from the Bulls.
That's a Bulls special. That's order up. There he is.
It took a while to get my little fingy down there.
But, meatloaf?
Yeah. I still don't know what that's from. Yeah. Are you thinking of I'll have what she's having?
No,
it was because I ordered the meatloaf and the rice?
No, you got peppered steak.
Peppered steak
is your famous diner order.
Yeah, this guy goes to a diner. This guy goes to a diner on 43rd and 11th and orders peppered steak with rice,
and eats like a king for $9.
Clams Casino, chef recommends. Anyway, so the New York Jets are in total dysfunction. It's not even a team. It's not. It's really not.
Yeah, and I can't even believe Ryan Fitzpatrick. He is the cat of quarterbacks. He has 9 lives. He keeps coming back. We've benched him 15 times this year.
Yeah.
We haven't played 15 times.
Did you notice that he carries the bench onto the field with him now?
How does he keep going? It's like he should be like laughing. He's like, how do I keep coming out here? It's amazing.
So what yesterday told me is, listen, I've seen three Bryce Petty starts now. And while he's not, I don't think he's the absolute answer.
He's a decent backup.
He's the answer on the wrong test.
No, decent backup.
That's good. He's a decent backup.
You also told me the Jets were going to beat the Dolphins last night.
I did.
That's what you told me.
I did. I thought they were going to go out. Well, they tried. It seemed like they tried
that
to.
That first half. It was the reverse of 2 weeks ago.
With the Colts.
The 49ers.
That was last week.
Yeah, last week. So it was like, so this week. They were good the first half and then bad the second half,
yeah.
And vice versa.
Well, you said that to me, too. Or maybe you said it, like, well, they came back and the 49ers. I was like, it was the 49ers.
That's true.
The Dolphins are not a great team, but they're much better than the 49ers.
And Matt Moore had a career-high touchdown.
4 touchdowns from Matt Moore.
I said this to Ronnie before we left.
I like Matt Moore.
I like Matt Moore a lot.
I do, too.
I think he's better than the guy that got starting over there.
Tannehill was having a pretty good year. Good year.
Linda, look up Ryan Tannehill's numbers, please.
Linda, you're fired. Get out of here.
Yeah, you're watching the Arsenal game. I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Pack your suitcase and get out of here.
So what I saw from the New York Jets was what I've seen most of this year, but more so the last few weeks. Okay, we're down by 10. We quit. That's it. You're down by 10, you quit. So that's what happened. In the second half, Bryce Petty. I feel bad for that poor guy. That was hard to watch.
And Brandon Marshall had one catch.
He dropped
with
3 balls.
9 targets.
Dropped 3 balls.
You want a Ryan Tannehill stats for this year?
Yeah, give me a stat.
He had a 93.5 QBR rating.
All right, I'm not interested in what some nerd came up with. Give me his touchdowns to interceptions and yards.
He had 19 touchdowns, 2,995 yards.
How many interceptions?
1 second. No, that can't. No, 12.
Okay. Average.
Not bad.
Yeah.
That's average.
Not bad.
Average. That's an average quarterback. You're not getting.
Well, what's the record?
9-4. That's Jay Ajayi, though.
Yeah,
guy had three. They're a wild card right now. They're three. Guy had 3 or 4 200-yard games.
People at the bar last night were saying. I think you were talking to Gary and Bob about this.
What the fuck is Bob?
Bob
Newman.
Oh, Bob Newman.
Waka Waka.
Waka Waka.
Yeah. Who the best team in the NFL was? And you said the Lions, which you know clearly you were drinking the Gary.
No. I'm telling you something. I think the Detroit Lions.
Why?
He asked me the NFC. He didn't say the NFL.
No, NFL.
Oh.
NFL. You said the Lions.
No, it's the Patriots.
That's what I'm thinking. Nobody said the friggin' Patriots.
Sorry. I thought he said the NFC.
And they got Malcolm Floyd now.
Did you see what they did with that?
He's not playing, though, this week.
It doesn't matter. But if they release him, they get a pick. They're basically just trying to hoard picks back.
Yeah. Lebatard said the Patriots have their own free agency in the middle of the year when guys get DUIs and beat their wives, and they pick them up and drop them just to get a pick. That's
good.
Really what the Patriots do. Yeah. I mean, Malcolm Floyd's no crumb either.
No, he's very good.
And without Gronkowski.
He was on this guy's team.
Yep.
Yeah.
And without Gronkowski, it makes sense to pick him up.
Who's their tight end?
Martellus Bennett.
But he's hurt, too. He's always hurt.
I picked him up the one game he had the 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, you did. I remember that.
I picked him up that one game. He carried me over the finish line that game. But what happened to the Jets last night, it's not just a product of on the field. It's a product of off the field. And it starts with your future ambassador to the United Kingdom.
Yes.
You know, it starts with that guy who should just be set in some sort of rocket ship up into the fucking space. Woodrow Johnson. I'm sick of him. I'm telling you, he's a walnut with a tie on.
That was great.
I'm telling you.
That made my week last week.
The guy looks like a walnut with a tie.
Who?
Woody Johnson.
Oh, Woody Johnson.
What's wrong with you? I'm telling you.
I wasn't here last week.
It's early for him right now. What time is it for you now?
Seattle. It's 8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock. You're never going to be up. So my deal is, I've said it now the past 4 or 5 weeks, mm-hmm. and I know the people in our Radio Free Brooklyn group are listening because we now have a group and we're giving feedback on each other's shows. So please don't take what I'm about to say literally, but maybe do. I don't want Woody Johnson to sell the team. I want him to die. I want him dead for what he's done to us. Like I want them to find Dolan with a pill bottle and a guitar in a beanbag set, dead. I want them to find what
death by Jeff Jarrett, smash a guitar over his head and kill him.
Al Kabong.
I want him to be Al Kabong. I want them to find Woody Johnson in like a frozen yogurt shop with his daughter who's eating the frozen, not the dead one, the other one, who's eating the frozen yogurt. And then he just decides, I've had enough, checks out, dead in a frozen yogurt shop. Maybe a red mango, maybe the one on Junction Boulevard. Hey, if you're on Junction Boulevard and you're doing your shopping, go to Red Mango.
That's a good red mango.
That's a delicious smoothie. Hey, there's a little smoothie shop called Red Mango. Don't go to Pinkberry. Don't go to Tasty Delight. Don't go to
16 Handles.
I've not been to 16 Handles yet. Is it good?
I know.
There's some plug. We're going to get sued.
Is it good? No.
No.
So there's that.
All right, but Woody Johnson is 6 degrees of Todd Bowles.
Woody
right?
Johnson's 6 degrees of.
Well, he's the one that hired Todd Bowles before they had the general manager.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was the thing.
See, yeah. So
but Bowles has been a bust in New York, right? Wouldn't you say he's been a bust in the head coaching?
Yes,
role?
And I've said this numerous times. This is too big for him. This is too big. He can coach in Indianapolis. He can coach in Arizona. This is not the place for you. And that's why now Mike McCarthy's staying. They're doing fine. He's going to stay.
Right.
That's why next year I want a guy that can run a whole organization. And I know people are going to go, well, he's not coming back. But
Gruden?
I would make a call.
Gruden?
I'd make a big call. A lot of money. You want $12 million a year, Gruden?
Yep.
Come on in. Or how about this? Mike Shanahan. Let me see Mike Shanahan. I want
a
offensive,
retread.
But I want offensive-minded guys.
Sure.
You can't keep doing this defensive-minded shit. Because listen, if you're 14th in offense and 14th in defense, you're making the playoffs.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
You got to be in the top half.
If you're third in defense and 28th in offense,
you're the Giants.
You might make the playoffs, but you're going to get knocked out quick, or you're awful.
Right.
It's one of the two. That's the way it works. So you have to have balance. I would have, you know what? I would have even said, hey, Lane Kiffin, wait a minute. Just wait.
That guy has stunk it up everywhere he's been.
Well, guess what? Florida Atlantic, going to be good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you'll see.
What players? the guys they hired from 16 Handles down there?
Is that the Iraqi softball league you're talking about?
Listen, Florida Atlantic. Watch out for them next year. A big player in the game of ping pong.
I heard Rex Ryan's going to be available again.
Oh, boy.
Sexy Rexy.
If that ever did happen, do you realize
that if they signed him, he would be lauded again?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. I hate Jets fans. You don't think so? Jets fans want him back?
No.
What?
No, nobody wants him back.
He's a snake oil salesman.
They're not that stupid.
No. I'll tell you names.
I know two of them.
I don't want him back. I'll tell you names that could be on a short list that I would never, ever think of. Marvin Lewis is going to be on a short list.
All right.
I don't know.
He might sign a 10-year extension over there.
He might get Jeff Fisher. Can you imagine?
Jeff Fisher.
They call you
he's
into the
offensive
office.
Minded,
they
right?
They call you into the office and say, here's a contract extension. They call you a week later and go, hey, you're fired.
Don't be shocked. Really.
Jeff Fisher?
Don't be shocked. That could be a name on the short list.
I'm glad I'm moving away.
I know. Think about that.
You're moving to Pete Carroll.
You're moving to Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Good for you.
You hate Russell Wilson.
Hate him.
There's on Alaska Airlines, the airlines that goes to the Pacific Northwest, if you have a Russell Wilson jersey, you board early.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That's
ridiculous.
Can I get a bell on that?
there you go.
Order up.
Order up. Yeah. Loser.
I'll have the Pacific Northwest Cod.
that's a light bell for all you Pacific Northwest Cod people.
That's pretty cool.
Listen, Gorton's fisherman. I'm not going to say this. I'm not going
to
say this.
If you're
wearing
a Sonnenblick jersey, if you travel in New York, they don't let you on the plane.
That's it. I'm going to get my
too
own.
Too many Takanas.
I'm going to get my own personalized jersey that says no. Please don't.
I'm going to get one that says Gary has
you
a
just,
small dick.
You just stand in front
sell
of
the team.
You just stand in the front of like Florham Park. Yeah. And just like no, you can't interview.
No.
No, Jeff Fisher, get out of here.
Please don't. Yeah.
You get like a water bottle. You squirt him. No, get out of here.
Would you want Jeff Fisher?
No.
Would you want Jeff
no.
Fisher?
No,
see
no.
how easy that came out of your mouth?
Nobody wants Jeff Fisher.
Except nobody. The Rams for 2 years.
Well, then they fired him.
Yeah.
Fired him.
Yeah, no. Right.
He's fired.
I'm just saying that they want him for monetarily for 2 years, not his
I mean,
presence.
You got to also look at coaches that haven't coached in a little while, too. I think you're going to have to look at guys like...
Would you give Chan Gailey the nod? Oh.
No.
I was just going to say the answer's not in-house.
I wouldn't. No. Yeah, it's not an in-house answer. Yeah. How about this? I got something for
I
you.
I got something crazy. Too.
Matt Patricia. Try to lure him away from the Patriots.
He's
defensive minded.
Yeah, he's a defensive
minded. Let me ask
but
you a crazy
question. He's young and could do things.
Let me ask you a crazy question.
Go ahead.
Well, the Falcons got better with the defense.
Would you want Tom Coughlin?
He's 80. I mean, like, there's any moment, like, he's just going to be like a
he would
frozen
die on the
man.
Yeah,
He would die on the sideline.
If only you guys could see what Joe's doing.
He'd die at the press conference.
I think he's doing the Charleston. on the sideline?
He'd die at the press conference. He'd get up there and go, Carn Flabbit, I'm here to change the Carn Flam.
Would you want Tom Coughlin to coach your team?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I would.
Would you take Tom Coughlin?
I would take over Tom.
Tommy C.?
But I would need to have a death clause.
That's true.
In his contract,
where his family have to owe them the money.
Yeah,
he's not 80, is he? Is he 80?
He's close.
No, he's close.
He's got to be like 70.
Linda's in 70.
Linda's on it today, by the way. I think that letter we sent her union has turned her performance around.
You see me? I'm prepared.
Exactly. Pay to play now.
Yeah.
Everybody's job is on the line.
How old is he, Lynn?
I'm getting.
He's 70.
70.
He's 70. He's close to 80, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
70, yeah.
Yeah, that's that would
70
that, that would make him the oldest coach in football.
He's younger than Trump.
But right? He's not running for president, Coughlin.
Not yet.
No.
Bill Parcells is 75.
He's never coaching.
He's never coming back. He doesn't need that. He doesn't need it. It's like remember when the Saints hired Mike Ditka and we all went, "What?" Mm. He's like 80. He's 200, you know.
That's true.
How about Sean Payton if he gets fired?
I hate Sean Payton.
What?
I do. I think he's, you're and this lost. Is nothing with football. I just think the man's a scumbag.
Okay.
He has nothing to do with football.
That's fine.
Great coach. His teams have been very successful.
That's fine. You bring me Sean Payton, maybe he calls Drew Brees and says, hey, Breezy, you got one? You got one for me in New York? You know?
They're 5-8 this year.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, the thing is, if he's 5-8 with Drew Brees, what the hell is he going to be here? You know? That's the thing. We have to allow coaches to fail for like at least 2 years, right? Otherwise, so that's why when we won all those games last year, it sort of threw us off because it's like we couldn't get anybody. And don't tell me tanking doesn't work. We would have Mariota right now.
Wait a minute. Who told you tanking doesn't work? I want to tank. Yeah. I'd love to tank.
People are like, oh no,
tank with
you got to play hard.
No.
You got to win games.
No. Listen, you're 3-9
because of that Titan game that we won. We were out of the Mariota sweepstakes. We could have had the second pick, but we got Leonard Williams, who's very good,
but not.
But you need a quarterback.
Need a quarterback. And I.
And they got a first round pick from the Rams.
Yeah.
They're ahead of us, the Titans.
Yeah.
So they got their quarterback. They got a very good pick last year.
They'll probably draft a wide receiver.
And, yeah, or maybe shore up the offensive line. Their defense is not very good. Maybe they'll get like a really
lineman.
Great like lineman or like pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's how you do it. You got to do it that way. You can't win these ticky-tack
games. What did I
tell
you at the beginning of the season about the Tennessee
Titans?
You got
to play hard.
The Tennessee Titans. What did I tell you? 1 year. And I'm wrong. I'm totally 100% wrong on Mariota. 100% wrong. I didn't think he had it.
Well, he had the size and the speed. Sort of like Cam Newton.
The arm and the footwork was just awful. Was awful. Overthrowing, underthrowing. He figured it out so quickly.
But he was
Jameis still hasn't figured it out, but he's getting, it's taking him a little bit longer, but he's going to get there.
Mariota was very accurate in college, so I was like.
Well, it was a run and gun system.
Yeah, that's true.
They don't run the run and gun over there.
He'll definitely be very good.
They actually run a run heavy system.
And Derrick Henry have too.
I love that kid. I love that kid. It's the first running back Alabama produced that's great in years.
I'm always weary about Heisman winning like running backs. never tend to like pan out too well.
Are you going to be weary about the kid that won the Heisman this year? Do you think he's going to be good?
The Lamar
Jackson?
He's got another 2 years.
But do you think he's going to be good? Like, can he transition to the NFL the right way?
He's got to bulk up. He's too skinny. And he runs too much. He's going to get crushed in this level.
If the Jets have a top three pick, you take him?
As of right now, yeah. I mean, like, quarterback.
Well, you need quarterback.
Heisman.
Well, we're talking about 2 years. Oh. It'll be 2 years.
Oh. Yeah.
Well,
so
you're going to be in the same boat 2 years.
Yeah, well, again, like Lebatard said, if you have those first few picks, you fucking just take quarterback.
No, that was Booger McFarlane.
Oh, sorry.
Booger McFarlane said, he is, but every draft, no matter where you are, whether it be in the first through seventh round, you take a quarterback every year between 3 and 7.
Yeah, but the thing is, these contracts are for 4 years.
I know.
So, like, in 4 years' time, you're going to have all these quarterbacks, and they're going to be under contract, and you're going to have to cut people.
Is anybody listening anymore? 718-928-9732. We've been doing this for a while. We've been out of the top 10 for a few weeks, and we need to understand why. So you've always told me we should have a sports radio show. Here it is. Listen to it. Call in, you fuck.
Have we been out of the top 10?
For like 3 weeks. Yeah, for 3 weeks.
Did he send out ratings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to know. Call in 718-928-9732. The Jets suck, and we can't do anything about that. I don't know. I don't know what they could even do, because this year I'm looking at it. It's a very, very light quarterback draft.
Yeah. I mean, it's
they're gonna have to trade. They're gonna have to dig into that defense. You got to trade from strength.
Well, Sheldon's just gonna go.
Yeah.
He's going to go. You can't trade him. And I'm not trading Muhammad Wilkerson.
Well, you can't.
I will not.
You cannot.
Right.
Like, you literally can't. Like,
no trade
gonna,
clause?
No, nobody's going to take his contract. Right. He signed a 5-year deal.
Right.
But Sheldon.
I would think about trading Calvin Pryor. I think about it.
He's got value. He definitely has value.
I think about it. He's good. Is he living up to the money? Is he living up to the contract?
Is he living up to the way you hyped him? Certainly not.
This is what you have to do. You have to cut Mangold. He's making $9 million next year. Sorry.
He can't stay healthy. He can't stay healthy.
You have to get rid of Brandon Marshall. He's making $8 million next year. Sorry. These young guys can catch the balls, apparently.
Robbie Anderson is great. Fucking great.
You have to cut him. I would think about cutting Decker. Since he's always injury prone. He always misses like 5 games a year.
So then you reset on wide receiver? You have to get one guy.
But we have to eliminate space.
Look up.
We have no cap space.
NFL free agents 2017 wide receiver.
I would let Brandon Marshall keep his locker.
Yeah.
Just let him come to the Giants.
But you know what? I finally, and I've thought this for a while, like Brandon Marshall, like I'm sick of his shit.
I've been saying this every fucking week.
Like,
and nobody. Thank you.
I am sick of his shit.
He is a cancer.
Not a cancer.
Yes,
not a
he
cancer.
Is.
He's not a cancer. You can't have 1,500 yards and be a cancer.
The Bears said he was a cancer.
That's fine. The Bears stink. And they stunk for 20
they have
fucking years.
Matt Barkley right now.
But, yeah, they've stunk for 20 fucking
that's
years.
Dr. Matt Barkley. Yeah.
But it's just the fact is. They always ask him questions. He always like, yeah, we're going to be this and all this. And like he brought his own flag at the press conference. He's like, I brought it for Byron Maxwell. It was going to be whole. Like I understand. But the fact is, I can't stand his shit now is because he's not producing.
Sure.
Last year, he was catching everything. So it's like, yeah, Brandon Marshall. Yeah, fuck you. We got to steal.
But he also had Eric Decker as a blanket. It's hard. It's hard to do that. Like it's going back with the Mets, right? Syndergaard was it for the last month.
Right.
He had no help. Until you found out Selman was good and Lugo was good, he had no help. So to me, Decker needs to stick around. If you're keeping Marshall, which I think they are, I think they're going to keep him.
You can't keep him at $8.5 million.
Okay, well then you got to restructure his contract, which you're not going to want to do.
You do not restructure a 34-year-old wide receiver's contract.
Okay,
absolutely not.
So you get rid of Marshall.
Yeah,
and the Decker's your number one. You got the list.
Alshon Jeffrey.
He's
good,
gonna
can't stay healthy.
They might tag him. They tagged him this year, right?
Yeah, they're gonna tag him again next year.
Vincent Jackson.
Oh, I would definitely take a look at him. Yeah.
Pierre Garçon.
No,
I like him.
DeSean Jackson.
Yeah. Always, yeah. Always. He's gonna be an Eagle again.
Kenny Britt.
Maybe.
He can produce.
Maybe.
He just needs a quarterback. He hasn't had a stable quarterback in his entire career.
We have Quincy Enunwa. We have Robbie Anderson. Devin Smith.
Siobhan Peak.
Siobhan. Yeah. So it's like we have.
But not
pretty
yet.
Good talent.
But these guys need a blanket. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you got Decker. We shouldn't be spending on wide receivers.
You
got to get offensive linemen.
Yeah,
you got to get rid of some of these people. Giacomini's got to go.
Oh,
$3 million
listen,
gone.
Giacomini is fine, except his fucking temper. His temper costs you 50 yards a game.
Clady's making $8 million next year.
That was a big mistake. I was wrong about that. No, big mistake.
It wasn't a mistake at the time because we needed a left tackle.
Yeah, but Clady the Broncos clearly baller. Knew he was a piece of shit.
No, he was hurt last year. They didn't want to take the chance.
Let's be clear that we could do this dance all day about offensive line. If you don't have a quarterback, none of this matters, right? That's, we know that, right?
But you have, you need building blocks.
Of course.
You can't like have a quarterback and he's like, all right, I'm going to be great, because then he could not be great because of the
totally,
team.
Totally, totally. So. But let's
basically
not.
Basically Andrew Luck.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, I guess any other, what else you got out there?
Steve Smith.
No, too old.
Anquan Boldin?
I would try again. I would try. He's having a resurgence in Detroit.
He's 36.
I would try again. One year.
Kamar Aiken?
No. I like Kamar Aiken.
He's 27. Brandon LaFell?
No.
Michael Floyd?
He can't not drink and drive.
Hey, I'm looking at this list. There's an interesting name. Terrell Pryor. You take a flyer on Terrell Pryor?
No, he's a piece of shit.
You take a flyer on Terrell Pryor?
No, because like I feel like in the wide receiver position, we're all right. The fact is, we need to get rid of Matt Forte, which sucks. You know, Bilal Powell's got his
meniscus. Well, they said he's been playing with a torn meniscus all year.
Yeah, I mean, you can't sign a 30-year-old running back to a 3-year deal.
It's hard. Yeah,
you can't do it.
And listen, Bilal Powell's making a case to
Doesn't
be a
matter
feature
how he
back
did last year.
He's making a case to be a feature back.
He's been making the case for 4 years. He's been very good.
The way I would have used him was Bilal Powell. The way I would have used him was not the way they used him this year. I would have used him in a swing option. They didn't use him as a swing back at all, like a Darren Sproles type back. That's what they should have done,
and
they didn't.
That's because Matt Forte actually had a couple good games.
Well, his first five were really good.
And then it was just stagnant.
Yeah.
And then went down. What's up?
He had it coming.
Yeah.
I mean, hey,
listen, you're number one running back's Orleans Darkwa. All right? So let's fucking relax. You do have a guy over there, short name, who's really good, and you're not letting him start.
It's running back?
Yeah. What's a Giants running backs? Not Jennings, not Darkwa.
Not Vereen.
No. Short name.
Oh, Paul Perkins.
Paul Perkins.
Paul Perkins.
That kid can run. Yeah. That kid can run.
Is it Paul Perkins? Yes. I know it's Perkins.
It is Paul Perkins. Paul Perkins. And he should be your number one back, and you're not letting him be. And I have no idea why. Yeah. He's a good running back. I've watched him against
the
Cowboys.
It doesn't seem McAdoo's interested
you're big
in
big on Bobby Rainey.
Yeah. Hey, well...
Bobby Rainey, not getting the touches today. He must have did something wrong.
The thing about Bob Rainey is he catches the ball out of the
Bob
backfield.
Bob Rainey, what is he, a goddamn character in a David Mamet play? Bob Rainey? All right.
You go to lunch, Bob.
Oh, that was a bad
one. Yeah,
that's for the Knicks.
You palmed it.
Listen, I'm hypnotized.
We have breaking news to share with you from an inside source.
Yeah, we got inside source
and
material.
This is not the same inside source that was Joe's exterminator.
No, this is a 2004 gold Toyota. Yeah. What do you drive?
This is a 2009 Nissan Sentra.
2009 Nissan Sentra source, okay? So I'm going to give you a backstory on the backstory. I see Steve pulling up, okay, to the radio station. He's sitting in his car for 6 minutes. I'm thinking he's having a little good time with himself. I don't know what's going on.
He's having a Gary special.
Yeah, he's thinking about Gary's gold chain and plugging one out. So,
which he's been known to do.
Which he's been known to do. I mean, look, he's got the turtleneck today. He's got one of Gary's originals. So he's sitting there for 6 minutes. I was like, well, did he die?
The windows are fogging up.
I'm seeing heads bouncing around. And he finally comes out and he says to me,
I think this is more interesting than what I have to say.
Says to me, breaking news. Yes. I know something about the Knicks that not even ESPN knows.
Yes.
And this is when we get assassinated. Go ahead.
Okay. So many years ago, I worked at a comedy club called the Times Square Arts Center.
Can you imagine this unfunny fuck working at a comedy club?
I was doing sound. He was doing sound.
Yeah.
And he worked from like...
I couldn't hear anybody.
What'd you work from, midnight to 4 a.m.?
It was tough.
Yeah, yeah.
I went out on the street with all the Johns and the hookers.
That's why he masturbates in his car.
Who knows better?
So I did sound for this dude. His name was Justin Trans.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hypnotist.
Mm-hmm.
So I follow him on Facebook still. And so he a couple days ago, he puts on Facebook that he has been hired by the NBA to go out on a 10-day, 5-game road trip with a team, right? And he was posting pictures every single day. He never said who the team was. But his first game was in Sacramento when they were facing the Knicks. It was also Phoenix, the Lakers, the Warriors, and last night at the Nuggets.
I'm hypnotized.
So he was hired for performance improvement
of
the New York Knickerbockers.
So let's put this in perspective here.
So if everybody following at home,
the Knicks are being hypnotized.
The Knicks performance is being enhanced by a hypnotist.
And I said,
that is a Phil Jackson move, though, yeah, right?
That's a Zen master move. Yep. Here's some classic Joe. This is what I would have done, okay? I would have hypnotized the Knicks to lose, and I would have taken the over on the game, and I would have cleaned up. I would have found the loophole in the system. Dad, are you listening to this? You want to hypnotize somebody? 718-928-9732. I'm telling you, the Knicks are being hypnotized, Dad. Let's bet against them.
or bet on them. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, they've looked lethargic. Let's not be passing the ball.
They're sleepy out there.
Yeah, the last few games have been bad.
Yeah, and, you know, you said last night, they're not a West Coast team.
They're not a West Coast team. That's
a problem.
I know it is.
Title goes through the West Coast now.
I understand that, but the idea of the Knicks, historically, you go back to 95, you go back to 2000, they have not been a good West Coast team. And this is just what it is. I remember Latrell Sprewell getting destroyed by Kobe Bryant. Mm-hmm. I remember him getting destroyed by Kobe Bryant in the West Coast. It's just what it is, and they haven't been. There are a lot of East Coast teams.
They won against the Kings, right?
Yeah,
and they won against the Suns,
the Lakers.
Oh, they beat the Lakers.
The Suns, they could have won that game. Right. They really could have won
that game. Right. That was overtime, right?
Yeah, that was the overtime game. Poisingas had 35 that game,
and he fouled out. Right,
and he fouled out with like a minute left in overtime. Mm.
Oh my God, Alexis Sanchez is hurt.
Oh, Magic 8-Ball. Talked how hurt.
I don't know.
Is it the thigh?
It's soccer.
Is it the thigh?
It's like the calf. He's fine. Ooh. I don't know.
No,
it's soccer. They grab their legs. They become little bitches for 10 seconds.
No, he's got the
Henrik Mkhitaryan tore his knee apart. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's got the cross next to his name, not the ambulance.
Oh, sorry. So that's good. So, no, it's the Band-Aid.
Band-Aid.
Yeah, the Band-Aid's the good thing.
Yeah.
You want the Band-Aid. It's deceiving this year. Band-Aid could be really bad.
We're talking about FIFA.
Zlatan had a Band-Aid next to his name. He was gone for 8 months.
he didn't have a leg.
Yeah. All right. So the Knicks, they're having a tough stretch of it right now. But I think they're going to bounce back. I think one thing we do have to talk about.
They're third in the East.
They're third in the East.
So we're six of the teams. Yeah.
One thing we do, the Bulls are awful. Mm. Awful. Rajon, you want to talk about cancer?
Yeah, no, it's
Rajon Rondo. Well documented. Fucking cancer for that team. They scored 68 points the other night.
Nobody, Jesus, nobody likes him.
They shouldn't.
Yeah,
they shouldn't.
He cursed out coaches. He cursed out refs.
The Celtics for 2 years.
Yeah, we wanted him though, didn't we? We all said we wanted Rajon Rondo.
That's because he was a walking triple double.
Who doesn't want ET on their team
for a while? He was one of the best.
The Knicks, unfortunately, are becoming what I said they would.
Not yet.
When you tell me Derrick Rose is out with back spasms, you know what I hear?
Hinky back?
Yeah, hinky back. That's the Mets lingo, right? That's the Ray Ramirez, the guy's dying.
He needs a better nutritionist.
God damn it, the nutritionist.
Yeah. So, this is, I don't know. This is crazy.
He's done. Just let the, don't let him play.
We dropped the sixth seed.
Yeah. Okay.
We dropped from three to six with one loss.
Yeah. That's fine. But don't listen.
He's got a hinky back.
We'll see. we'll see. Like, he loves that. We'll see. All right. Let him rest the whole West Coast trip, rest of it.
Sure.
And come back and we'll figure something out. Who will we play next? Who's next?
Goldberg?
No. Peter Goldberg?
The Pacers.
The Pacers? When?
On Tuesday.
On Tuesday? He'll play. That's enough time.
They're 14-14. We're 14-13.
I like the Pacers.
There's a lot of mediocre teams.
The Pacers,
the Bulls are eighth seed, by the way.
Yeah, the Pacers to me.
What's their record?
They got to be one game under.
13-13. Oh, no, they're even.
They're even.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is this is a good year to just come out of the East, because the Cavs are also, they're like 18-8.
They're 19-6.
19-6. Okay, that's better than 18-8. But still,
Clippers are 20-7.
Clippers.
Clippers. Yeah. The Warriors, what, 24-4?
24-4. San Antonio is 21-5.
Crazy.
How the hell are they keeping
that team is always going to be good.
It's one man.
Yeah.
And Houston's 21-7.
Hey, well, I'm dead wrong about Houston. Mm. Dead wrong. I can't believe Mike D'Antoni's going to finish with a team with 50 wins.
You know, you talk about the West and how they're the better conference. The AC right now is Portland. They're 13-16. Okay? So they got their bad teams over there, too.
Yeah, no. But I think it's evened itself out a little bit this year.
Their first four teams are the ones that are.
Yeah, they're great.
Better than our four teams.
But the thing is, we can, because I don't see any team in the East other than the Cavaliers posing a giant threat to anyone else. I think the Raptors are overrated. I think the Pacers are overrated. The Hawks are the most overrated team in sports.
I don't think anybody. I think I was the only person who thought the Hawks were any good. I don't think the Hawks got any credit.
The Hawks are not. They finished first last year.
Yeah.
They're off. They got bounced out of the
second. 2 years ago?
No, it was last year.
I don't think they finished first last year.
I think they did. They got bounced out of the, first to second round? Come on. The Hawks are always the same. I do think Dwight Howard helps them. He wanted to play there.
Happy.
It's home.
He's happy. He's playing well.
It's home fan.
I mean, that's just the kind of player he is. You know, he's not into winning. He just wants to be comfortable, you know, and just play, get his money.
Should be a gardener.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's Cleveland. Toronto is 18-8. Boston's 14-12. So, yeah, I mean,
they're underachieving as well.
Well, it's the West Coast teams with the better records. They have better nutritionists.
That's true. It's got to be the weather.
West Coast eats differently.
A lot more fish out there. Yeah. You can't eat fish from the East River.
A lot more farm to table.
Yeah,
farm
to table. Farm to table, fish to fruit.
That would have been a good name for this show.
Farm to table.
Howdy, y'all.
When we get kicked off the air and go somewhere else, we're changing the name to farm to table.
That would be funny.
That's great.
Funny farm to table. That's good.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so now let's jump the oceans to Manchester, the northern soccer town of Manchester.
It's halftime in Man City for the Arsenal game. What's the score? 0-1, but Sanchez is limping.
0-1. What all you Latins do this. 0-1. Ruben, too.
I just read it. That's why.
Okay. That's okay then. When we're playing basketball and I'm beating him 10, or he's beating me 10-6, 6-10.
Yeah.
Who's 6-10?
Oh, because you have the ball.
Yeah.
No, because that's how he says it.
Oh, this really angers you.
It's really, I've been dealing with it all my life.
You know what drives his teeth?
I hate it.
I've been dealing with Latins all my life.
Just say,
you know, you're all these Latins.
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware.
That's your choice.
Just say, you know what? If we're winning 15-12, it's 15-12.
If we're
losing 15-12, we're losing 15-12. We're not losing 12-15. I hate that.
I'm sorry.
I hate it.
We got 12 minutes, so take some.
Take a Viagra and calm down. Yeah. Listen,
Steve just went to the car.
Breaking news!
Breaking news! My cock's hypnotized.
Steve's no longer wearing pants. He's letting it all hang out for his last show. I hope his family's enjoying this.
Justin Chen has hypnotized my balls. One hangs lower. So
is that what that is?
No.
Go ahead.
We go to Manchester, and in a fury, we have won 3 in a row. We have beaten West Bromwich Albion. We have beaten Crystal Palace. We have beaten Spurs. Unbeaten in our last 8. 4 points off 4th. Right now, Manchester City is losing. You know, great. I don't like Arsenal. But I really need Arsenal to win. I really need Arsenal to win. Because next week, who does United play next week, Lynn? Can you look that up for me? Because Zlatan Ibrahimovic, 10 goals in 14 games. It's
nuts.
He's going to have 30 goals.
Sunderland.
Hello.
Yeah. Well, can we put in a little bit of perspective
here? Put it in perspective, baby. Manchester City has lost 4 in a row.
Chelsea keeps winning though.
Nobody's getting first, but Chelsea. Yep. That's what's going to happen this year. And I don't want to concede that cuz I don't know if Gual is listening. Gual, if you're listening, I don't want to concede that. But your club is great. Your club is great.
43 points, yeah.
They're not
second place is 34 points.
It's not like Manchester United is beating world beaters at the moment, right? But these are the games you got to win.
That's right.
You got to win.
And they're so in form at the moment.
But
it's unbelievable.
They are, and that's what I'll give you.
It's so in form. Marcos Rojo, wow, where'd you come from? Well, you were just such a piece of shit last year. I wanted you gone.
Well, that crazy moment yesterday where he got slapped and the guy didn't even get a red card on him.
Craig Gardner slaps.
No, it was Rondon, wasn't it?
It was Rondon, yes. Rondon slaps Rojo. Shoves him first.
And then bitch slaps
him. And then slaps him in the face. Phil Jones is putting his hands up. Where is the card on this? Where's the red card on this? He only gets a yellow. Though, I will say, Zlatan Ibrahimovic in the first half put a hit on Darren Brunt. Oh, my God. I mean, it was, he lined him up. They were both going for the ball. The ball was in the air. Zlatan wasn't even playing the ball. He gave a look to see where Brunt was, and shoulder to face.
I mean, if this was football, it would have been an illegal block of the belly.
It would have been a 15-yard penalty. Because the way he hit the ground, he disintegrated into Brunt ashes.
He was nowhere near the ball. He was not interested in the ball.
That should have been a red card. Yeah. And that should have been a red card. And I'll say that. That's fine. But
was that before or after his goal?
But after the first.
Right.
The first was beautiful.
They weren't scoring yesterday anyway.
No.
No.
Lingard to Ibrahimovic, a beautiful flick header, no chance. And then a deflected shot by Ibrahimovic, which was still a great shot, took a very nice deflection, worked pretty beautifully. It's something that I'm seeing finally a team. Wayne Rooney's playing better. Everyone is playing better. Michael Carrick had a great game yesterday. Finding space. This is what Michael Carrick is best at. Passing the ball, then moving into space. Finding the place to be. And he set everything up. Yesterday, though, my man of the match is Paul Pogba. Once again, I know Zlatan scored the two goals. But Paul Pogba is such a distraction that he flicking the ball.
You need your big players to come through.
Yes.
Especially against the shittier teams.
He's such a nut job. In such a great way.
Yeah. West Bromwich Albion is seventh. You know.
We know.
So they're not an awful team this
year. They're not awful, but you have because you can't let anyone else gain ground on you.
No.
So you have to, stay.
Does Everton play today? Or did they play already? They didn't play yesterday.
No. The people that are playing are Southampton. They beat Bournemouth.
Was that 2-1?
That was 3-1.
3-1.
Mm. And Tottenham Hotspur and Burnley are playing right now. It's halftime.
What score of that?
0-0.
1-1.
1-1.
Oh God, Burnley, please. please, Burnley. Then we'd be 1 point off.
Everton
fifth.
Plays Liverpool tomorrow.
Everton plays Liverpool tomorrow?
Yeah.
Liverpool.
What are you talking about?
They're second.
They're gonna lose that game.
No, they're not gonna
watch.
Lose. Everton's
trap game.
Everton. It's not a trap. Everton's a good team. It's not a trap. Game. Liverpool's gonna beat Everton, which would be great. If Burnley can somehow beat Spurs, what?
I'm hoping for a draw.
If Burnley can beat Spurs, Liverpool can beat Everton, and Arsenal can hold on against City, we're 2 points off fourth.
And we'd be in second.
What a time.
We gotta get the picks.
What a time. All right. Week 15, American football. Let's go. The picks.
All right. Packers at Bears, Green Bay 5.5.
Packers. This is
Aaron Rodgers is over the last month and a half. He's been the best quarterback in football,
and he's hurt.
Yeah,
it's great.
He's always hurt. I feel like he's always hurt.
Jaguars at Texans. Houston gives 5.
You gonna take the Jaguars, Jay?
I did this week, and
I hope so.
I'll tell you.
The tank go. We want the Jaguars to win, man.
I know. I've never said this on the show before, but this is the week Blake Bortles steps up and wins the game. Wow. Jaguars. I did take the Jaguars. Steve, what do you like here? 5.5 points.
I think the Texans are going to win.
The Texans they're clearly the better team, but I mean, I'm hoping.
Yeah. Now we're in the lottery.
We're buying.
We're in the lottery.
We're buying for it.
So I think the Texans are going to win.
Yeah.
Browns at Bills. Buffalo gives 10.
You want to hear something?
Oh boy.
The Browns get their first win against Buffalo. Rex Ryan is immediately fired.
You're going to fire him with one game left?
Yeah.
That's what they want. They're going to do
it regardless. They're going to do it last week.
But the Browns are going to have a parade if they go 0-16.
you hear that guy on the radio who said that if the Browns have a parade, I'm going to fight everybody. I'm down at Buffalo Wild Wings right now.
I didn't take this game, but the Bills will win the game, obviously.
The Browns
win by 10.
Someone wrote, they've released 2 Star Wars movies since the Browns have last won a game.
Wow.
I
want to go see Rogue One.
So we'll see it.
Bills will win and cover.
Eagles at Ravens. Baltimore gives 5.5.
The Eagles disappointed this year. They weren't supposed to be.
That's the thing
great.
About getting your quarterback early.
Yeah,
and then the lumps.
These are the lumps that Wentz has to take. I think he's going to come back stronger next year. I do think that the Eagles can win this game, and I'm going to take the Eagles.
I took the Ravens. I mean, even though they lost to the Patriots, I think they're still a great team, and they're going to beat the Eagles.
Their defense has gotten way better than from the beginning
the
of
Ravens?
The year. Yeah. Yep. So, but for that, I'll end their home.
No running game.
You got the flock.
Yeah, so I'll take the Ravens.
What a fucking bum. Go ahead.
Titans at Chiefs. Kansas City gives 5.5.
This is an important game for both teams. I think
it's a tough game.
I think the Titans are going to beat the Chiefs. I do.
It's in Kansas City.
Yep.
It's tough.
It's a hard place to play. Yeah. I think DeMarco Murray runs for 2 touchdowns today, though. I'm hoping he doesn't because I think Danny has him. I'm playing him for
the, take, in my playoffs. I didn't take it, but if I did, I'd take the – oh, I did take it. I took the Titans.
I think the Chiefs roll, honestly. Yeah.
I think it's big?
Yeah, they've been good as of recent, and it's just like at home, it's not even a touchdown. I would take the Chiefs.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Lions at Giants. Giants give 4.
Oh, boy.
I didn't take it. Scary. I'd take the Giants to win. My heart says the Giants. My mind says the Lions. So if I were a betting man, I'd take the Lions today.
I'm going to take the Lions, man.
I don't think the Lions win, but I think they'll keep it close because of the offense and the Giants' defense. So because of that, I'll take the points. So I'll take the Lions for the points, but I think the Giants will win.
Lions.
Colts at Vikings. Minnesota gives 4.
The Vikings, you know, they're on and off. They're on and off. The Colts are just off.
Started 5-0, and they're 7-6.
They're on, yeah.
And the Colts are actually doing all right.
6-7.
Well, Andrew Luck's healthy again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Colts probably are not going to make the playoffs. The Vikings have an outside chance at the moment. I think the Vikings need it more, so I think they're going to play harder. I think the Vikings win.
I always go Andrew Luck. I mean, it comes down to Andrew Luck. So
okay.
I mean, Colts. I'm going to say the Colts, too. They're only one game behind the division.
Yep.
Oh, right.
So, but
if the Titans win, then they'll be 2 behind the division.
The Titans and the Texans are they're 7-6. So they're 1 behind both of those teams.
Okay.
So we'll, you know, see how it shakes out. Wow.
Steelers at Bengals. Pittsburgh gives 3.
Steelers.
I think this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I mean,
Marvin Lewis, if this guy holds on again another year.
He will.
The Bengals have, their front office really has to be looked at for trials.
The Bengals are stinky.
Trials against humanity.
Division game, at home. I'm going to take Bengals to cover.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, man.
Ballsy man.
Yep.
Saints at Cardinals. Arizona gives 3.
Saints. I'm taking the Saints. Drew Brees having a monster. He's going to have 5,000 passing yards today.
I take the Saints.
I think it's going to be great.
He's I'll take the Saints too. They're still.
Yep.
He's still Drew Brees.
Yeah.
49ers at Falcons. Atlanta fucking gives asshole. 13.5.
Couldn't win last week.
Boy, that's a big point spread, but I didn't take it. So.
Did you see them last week?
Yeah. I'll take the Falcons. I'll take the Falcons. If it was 23, I'd take the Falcons.
I would take the 49ers. I just don't see them covering. Julio Jones is limited, I think.
2 touchdowns. I think the Falcons will do it.
Yeah, I'll even though I've been taking points this entire time, I'll eat the points here. I'll take Falcons.
Patriots at Broncos. New England gives 3.
Fascinating. Got to go with the Patriots. It's a no-brainer. Who the fuck's the quarterback of the Broncos?
Nobody good. Yeah. The Patriots.
Yeah.
Patriots as well. Quarterback.
Raiders at Chargers. Oakland gives 3.
Is this Monday night?
This is still 4:25.
Oh.
I still take the Raiders here.
A lot of injuries today. Amari Cooper's out. Michael Crabtree's out. I'm taking the Chargers.
I'll take the Chargers as well. Yeah, that's a lot of firepower.
I mean, hopefully Latavius Murray can carry me into the championship.
Yep.
And this is the Sunday night game. Buccaneers at Cowboys. Dallas gives 7.
That's some Sunday night you got going there. I'm going to take the Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Monday night.
Panthers at Redskins. Washington gives 6.5? Yeah, 6.5.
Josh Norman coming back.
Panthers. Redskins. No-brainer.
Redskins, man. No-brainer, baby. I think the Redskins are going to beat the Panthers.
I will agree with Joe here. Redskins.
Thank you. So we got
big
30
point spread.
We got 30 seconds left. We want to thank Steve for all his contributions to society, being a friend, being a mentor, being a guy that masturbates in his car, being alive. Craig Sager,
well, hopefully
Jr.
Hopefully Steve will call in from time to time.
I will.
Going to drink a beer. Yeah. Going to get some whiskey. More beer. More whiskey. More Steve. More beer.
How much time do we have left?
More Steve.
Just scream my name until the end.